Let's get to our guest. Marianne Montaigne is with us, portfolio manager at Gradian Investments. She's on the line from Minnesota. Marianne, thanks for being with us. A lot of focus on the Fed, its unequivocal commitment to crushing inflation, and the conversation now is really on what will break as a result of this aggressiveness. A lot of folks are pointing to the dollar strength and the knock-on effect, that it's going to create in other parts of the world, particularly in EM. Are there other things that we should be looking at, maybe in the credit markets, for signage of breakage?
Well, we're just looking at rates right now that have become very attractive. And so we think that, yes, the dollar could weaken. It's been extraordinarily strong for 2 years straight now. And that is something that is probably peaking. And, you know, we don't know that point at the inflection exactly, but we think it's coming. And probably the inflation slowing is going to be a cause for that. And so we are looking for the dollar to weaken and really for, you know, the overseas investments to become more attractive down the road, not just yet.
Marianne, I just wonder about dollar strength. I mean, we're seeing the dollar index up 20% from this time last year. Now, if we see a reversal in the dollar in a meaningful way, this could produce a massive headache for the Federal Reserve, given that the United States imports so much, and that will be inflationary ultimately. And is that something that they are looking at?
They should be. But I would say that in that scenario, you would see more interest in gold as the inflationary risk beneficiary there. But right now, here's our overall take on the Fed and interest rates. We think that the Federal Reserve is the only one who has any control or mandate right now to reduce inflation. We have inflation because we have so much demand, there's so much money out in the system, chasing little supply. And what really needs to happen is we need more manufacturing in the U.S., more dependable sources of parts. We need more manufactured goods available so that we can have a better economy. And when you reference the jobs report tomorrow, really we should see an increase in manufacturing jobs in an effort to reduce inflation. What most people don't realize is the addition of one vehicle manufacturing job in this country, in the U.S., generates 11 additional jobs in the downstream. And vice versa, the loss of one vehicle manufacturing job causes 11 other job losses. So if we could get more parts, more dependable sources of parts, and get those finished vehicles out there, we could cause the price of used cars to drop and other things to drop. So really, we're more focused on supplies.
Marianne, looking at what the Federal Reserve is doing right now in terms of the QT program, and also then on the other side, we have bonds which are looking increasingly as though they are presenting value. Will bond prices go even lower given that the Fed is running down its balance sheet?
Yes, that is the general direction. That combined with the rate hikes that they're continuing to install, we think that it's likely to be another 75 basis point increase. The next meeting, perhaps the one following, that would take us up to 4.5% by early spring, perhaps a little higher. So we know that rates are still on the increase, but here's where we think things are going to change, is the trajectory will ease toward maybe 50 basis point increases or none after that. And just the concept of that cadence improving, we think, is going to be positive to the bond market. So if we can get a 4.4 now on a two-year treasury, you know, we'll take that. We'll be happy with that to get a higher rate out of short-term corporates. People do want the high quality. but willing to accept that for the risk of additional rate hikes, knowing that they'll probably be temporary trail off, and then the Fed will have ammunition to lower rates when they need to stimulate the markets, or I'm sorry, the economy when needed.
Well, one of the things that they're talking about doing is to keeping rates at elevated levels for some time. And if the intent here is to weaken the economy as a way of fighting inflation, and growth does contract in a meaningful way, we can debate whether or not the economy is going to suffer recession. It seems like we're almost there already. What happens to earnings? I mean, are we going to be in a full-blown earnings recession?
Well, here's the thing. Right now, you have to have some earnings power as a company to pass along higher costs. But you're also appealing to a population that has a lot of money in their pocket. There's an extra $2 trillion in savings these days. So people are paying up. And secondarily, they're having a margin squeeze because of higher costs. But we've seen so many commodity costs roll over starting in June. And we know that they've had to, you know, contract for perhaps 90 days worth of supplies at a time. But we're seeing that pressure ease on the margins. Now, if we look at the FactSet earnings estimate for the current quarter, it's only 2%. This is very, very low. It was closer to 8% for most of the year. We think they're going to beat the 2%. We think that they're going to talk about how the margin squeeze is being alleviated, and we think that companies are going to have a better outlook for the fourth quarter.
Is 2% already baked in?
We do believe so. We believe so. And probably even more, because if you look at the FactSet breakdown, you'll see that several sectors are negative for the third quarter. So I would say whisper numbers are even below 2%, maybe minus 2%. But I think even the plus 2 is going to be exceeded.
Okay, so you're positive on the credit side, but if you had to put money to work in equity, with everything that you've just laid out, the contraction in earnings growth dropping to around 2%, where do you put money to work in equities?
Well, we don't think we've hit the bottom in the markets, so I'll say that first of all. And between now and that point where we can see these things, you know, the whites of their eyes, if you will, on inflation, on earnings, on elections, on the Chinese decision for President Xi. Until those things fall into place, we like to be in healthcare. These are pharma and medical devices. They're part of our emphasis on quality balance sheets, good innovation, strong cash flow, low valuations. That's where we think you should be parked.
Marianne, thank you so much for joining us. Marianne Montaigne, portfolio manager at Gradient Investments, getting her take on the markets.